Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all pretty like dance around the wall.
Folks, welcome to Dry Bones Connection on Wednesday night. This is Antoinette, and tonight, Brother Eddie and I are back after a couple weeks, so we're really looking forward to this class, and the class title is, In a Minute or Down the Road, What Are You Expecting? So, we have our numbers man with us, Brother Eddie.
Good evening, Sister Antoinette. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You're loud and clear. And I forgot
great,
to mention
great.
The songs. The first song was Cameo, Word Up.
Word Up.
Yeah, I thought you would enjoy that. And the second one was Controversy by Prince.
Great. Both of them.
Yes, I knew you would like that.
Yes. But first, before we get started, like you said, we have been on a small hiatus for the last couple of weeks. So this is week three back. And again, first and foremost, thank the listening audience and the family for your time and your space. And most of all, this portion of your life that you're sharing with us. It is greatly appreciated, more than you know.
Yes, it is.
And,
it really is.
Again, just looking at that title, In a Minute or Down the Road, what are you expecting? Meaning, what are you expecting in a minute? What are you expecting that's coming down the road? Be it good or bad. What are you expecting? And it's no coincidence that we come back on this particular date of 4/14/2021, which comes to a 5.
Yes.
And I said that to say this, dealing with the title. In a minute comes to 32, which is a 5. Down the road comes to 41, which is a 5. So remember, at the beginning of this year, our class was, this is the year of the ox. Stay on your 5.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
so
it
again,
will.
In a minute or down the road, which one? So before I get into that, to even deal with putting both of those on my personal experience dealing with in a minute or down the road, we can go ahead and deal with the current events like we normally do.
Okay, well, there's one. You know, in Minneapolis, they're still doing the court case of George Floyd against the officer. Which reminds me, on Friday at 4:00, you know, which is unusual for me, 4:00 Eastern Time, Judge Joe Brown will be on to discuss the case.
Mm-hmm.
So now they had, you know, now they have the National Guard and everything out because you have the police woman, Kim something. Please forgive me because I don't remember her last name, who killed the young guy in his car. And said that she mistaken her taser for a gun. And now she's been on there for 26 years as a police officer.
Mm-hmm.
So I find it kind of, I don't believe that she mistaken it. I guess that's just the best way I could say it.
That's it. Be right out and direct. That is the best way. Straight and to the point.
So, I mean, they said she resigned, but, and she's facing manslaughter. You know, she's supposed to be in jail now. And to me, I mean, I still have to say this, too. I don't really believe she's in jail, but I mean, but she could be, but, you know, I mean, what kind of jail? And, you know, and just because they say she's in jail, well, do they have a plush part of the jail where, you know, she's, you know, resigning so that she doesn't get hurt or anything else?
Right.
I mean, that's just me, and I know that's cruel. That's not fair, but I'm just sick of seeing and hearing about our people being shot and killed by police officers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I am today. And I had heard where someone was saying that there should not be any white police officers. I mean, I don't know how you could do that, but, you know, no police officer that's white should be allowed to be a police officer. But then I say, well, you'll have more of our own becoming police officers and killing us. I mean, and I know that's cruel, but, I mean, I just don't know what to say about it because I'm just tired of hearing about it. You know, I think about my own children. You know, I mean, they're grown men, and I think about them.
You said a key word, you know, and that word is hearing. You're tired of hearing about it.
Yeah.
And isn't one of the quotes we use is, I'm sick and tired of being tired.
Yes.
So put that with what you just said. I'm tired of hearing all of this nonsense. Well,
yeah.
Hearing is part of you being tired of what you're hearing. And that's the problem. We're hearing a do loop, a repeated cycle of the same thing. Remember last year when we even talked about this on our show or our class, I said, we're going to keep seeing the same stories told a different way with different melanated black people as the victims. All the way back to Sandra Blair, to Michael Brown, to Trayvon Martin. I mean, we can go on and on and on down the list that has been highlighted. I always look at how many of these stories aren't being highlighted.
Yes.
So, for me, just to... Go ahead.
Forgive me. But you know what? I want you to look at this. And everyone that's here, you know, I want you all to look at this too. Last year when this first started, remember last year when they first announced the pandemic and how, you know, it was getting rapid and so... Everyone had to be locked down during the summer. Now, they had already killed George Floyd, and then they locked everybody down. Remember, summer came, everybody was locked down. Right after Easter. Okay, so now they let everybody, you know, okay, you can go back out. And now you have the trial, and, you know, this young man that's been killed. So... Is it not a repeat? You know, riots back in the street. You know, they say the cases of this COVID, whatever you want to call it, is rising. So what's coming next? Being locked down again for the summer? I mean, if we're doing a repeat, which it seems like it's repeating itself, and Minnesota is the one who goes all out when something happens there. Or Minneapolis. Which one is it, Minneapolis or Minnesota?
Minneapolis is in Minnesota.
Oh, okay. You see, my brain isn't functioning.
But again, everything you're saying is on point, but that is the point when we don't see the point, because the point is right in front of our face now. As you just said, last year we did all this, and we're using a benchmark. We're using a benchmark. You use the time of Easter.
Mm-hmm.
And then the riots and lockdowns basically started, and the upgrade of the covert being pushed up to so many. And like you said, is this a repeat? Well, yes. Like I said, if we see the circle, circle is five. And today's the date we said at the beginning is a five. In a minute or down the road.
Yeah.
Well, in a minute, we going to see the repeat of what happened. As you're already seeing these things that basically coincide with what happened last year and how it's forming this year, what you're actually able to see. Well, other people are able to see the same things and a little bit more on different angles and different ways.
Yes.
But again, what we are supposed to do, my opinion, and that's one of the only times I usually give my opinion,
mm-hmm.
is that we're supposed to keep one another focused so that we don't stray off into the distraction. For me, just looking at the number of the name of George Floyd, I know all the particulars. We all do. We've seen it. We've heard it. So
mm-hmm.
already there's an image in our mind that leads us to the truth. We saw what happened. We don't need nobody, no lawyer, no nothing said. We saw it.
Yes.
We've already formed our own opinion. We're understanding mm-hmm. George Floyd comes to 37, which is one.
Right.
Opinion comes to one. Distractions come to one. They're using George Floyd, and like I said, when we so tied up into this, we already know what the outcome should be. Why sit in television watching a court, again, getting boggled down? Because, again, at the end of the day, that's taking us off of what? You. You come to one. Self comes to one. Business comes to one. The first business is to know the business of self. Know comes to one. Know thyself. The distraction, one, George Floyd, one, or any other distraction. Once you see the number of what it leads you to, what is being done to you right in your face, and we are being distracted, talking about something at the end of the day, guess what? We have no determination of the outcome.
No,
so
don't.
It's a true waste of time, a waste of our learning, a waste of the information that we should be gaining about our own life that we're living, that journey that we're on. But again, media, the news, gets us into conversations. Very interesting. The media comes to seven, news comes to seven, conversation comes to seven. This is where our conversation is being led by the media, social media, whatever, and the news.
Yeah, but look, now, Brother Eddie, all three of that you just said are sevens. Now, they
yes.
come up to 21. 21 is kill, right?
That's kill when you add it up, yeah, when you add those
yeah.
sevens up.
So what are they doing? Yeah. They're killing us.
Well, that's true, too. And that's beautiful because, again, I'd never thought of it that way, and you saw it that way in looking at the sevens and bringing the three sevens together to that 21 and knowing that kill is 12, which is that three. So, again,
yeah.
when you start to see certain things that, you know, I can't deny how you saw it and the way that you gave it to me, it gives me just a different view now. And this is what I try to do with giving my part of the numbers to us so that we could use these numbers and what we're saying and what we're doing even in life to enhance where we are, to take control of that program that we've been put in, that conditional perception, the way we even see words that we've been given, that we've been tied to by definition. Whose definition, for what reason, first? Because by the etymology of those particular words, they don't mean what they say.
Right.
So again, this is an occult language that we're speaking, that we really have to have some way of seeing how to take control of what we can control, each and every one of us. And that's why that one with George Floyd, or distraction, starts with you, starts with self. Everything starts from within. In a minute or down the road, five and five, in a minute, five down the road, five gives you that one. Once again.
Yeah, but Brother Eddie, we can't close our eyes to the things that are going on in the world.
Nobody said close the eyes, because again, there's no way we can close our eyes to what's on this plane of existence that we live in. The thing is don't get so wrapped up into it that we give so much energy and time to it that we're missing out on what the universe and nature itself is trying to reveal to us. Because like I said, at the end of the day, all of these things that we're conversating about, what can we do other than keep talking, talking, talking? Are we getting any stronger spiritually?
No, that we're not.
Would that Jesus that you say you believe in even be concerned about this nonsense?
Yes.
Would he be concerned about it in the physical plane or the people of the spiritual plane and informing and teaching the people to prepare for the spiritual, not the physical, because that's what we constantly keep seeming to be stuck in, fighting this physical realm that, again, spiritually, we have nothing to do with. We deal with it on that level of being here on the third dimensional plane. But as much energy, because, again, I don't care what I say, how much is any one of us is truly spending as much time and energy on a spiritual plane as we claim to be spiritual people, as we are on this physical material nonsense that we're being distracted with 24 hours a day, everywhere, from every angle. It has nothing to do with the spiritual fight that we're in. The revolution is a spiritual revolution. The fight is mine, said the Lord, but it is a spiritual. Again, it's the principalities. It's not the flesh and blood.
That's true. That is correct.
So why aren't we talking about our principles? That too, which is the universe, which is our mind, which is the people that I talk about, because when I say my people, it's a universal people I'm talking about. So all people I know aren't universal.
True.
So I don't want to get it twisted that everybody that I talk to that I say my people, that are my people on a universal mindset. It's not on a mindset of a they, what they said, they this and they that. That's a mindset. The universe isn't restricted to anyone's mindset. I'm part of the universe. I'm flowing with it. So again, I feel that we all are, because this is why we're still learning. We're getting different variations of different people's pieces of the puzzle, angles, ways that they're sharing that basically opens us up to our own personal journey that helps us along our way. Not trying to push, not trying to influence or persuade, but giving an open to see things a way that most of us have never even saw or even thought of. Everybody has that something in them. And we don't talk about that enough to give it the energy and power it deserves and needs to vibrate, not only for us, but for those we touch through the words in our voice that are carried over these waves.
Yes, that is true.
So even when you say words like true, that is true. It all has a number. And when we start to see these in numbers, we see the answers to the questions that we ask are right there in the numbers of that question that we're asking. It's already there. We just have to find it.
Forgive me, Brother
Eddie. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. What's the answer to all of this? All of this mess that's going on today. What is the answer to it? What is the number for the answer to this? I mean, and I'm not trying to be facetious. I'm just, well, what's the solution to stop these police from killing us?
But again,
you know, why should I, as a mother who has grown children, have to still worry about my sons getting shot and killed?
Again, if what you have in you is not only by DNA in your sons, your daughter, your conversations and talking, these are the things that we need to talk about when we keep saying, what can we do?
Yeah.
You start to talk to your children about these things that we talk about. Find a way to talk to them.
That boy, where they tasered him in Virginia, that child did everything right. You know, he did everything right.
Again, this is why we talk to our children about even doing what they call the strike. We have conversations about this so they can even prepare and arm themselves by the thought of what could be before it might happen, to already have these scenarios in their heads, to be able to not just have the scenarios, but by the vibrations of the conversation, have the sensation to pick up on these devil's frequencies, these policemen, as they call themselves, vibrations, to be able to sense that bastard getting ready to pull his gun, to know these things and be open and receptive and not be so emotional that we cannot recognize by their body gestures and structure and stance what they're preparing to do, by the tone of their voice. And it's basically geared on the tone of our voice, because we're already looked at as being an in-craze wild beast, being a black man or woman, an angry black woman. So we already have those so-called labels on us. Control that.
But it's not us that's really like that.
Again.
It's a role reversal.
But this is why we talk to our children, because this is who they're after, the youth, our children. And we don't talk to them enough. We worry about them too much. We don't put the worry into action, where now we're discussing.
My sons, you know, all the way up until they were grown, I still talk to them about it.
Yeah, never stop. We never stop, because this is why we even use that term, we still learning.
Yes.
So because they're grown, they don't stop learning. Just like you still learning, they still learning. So we got to keep the conversation open and talk. We can't keep talking about this, that, and the other, what we did, because as we talk right here, right now, shit is changing behind closed doors politically.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Economically,
we can go through
all the different levels of these people. Everything is changing constantly. This is why this year, 5, is change.
Yeah.
So we know what we have to change to deal with the society, but do we know what we have to change to deal with ourselves, where we're not getting caught up and everybody else's nonsense, if it's not beneficial or enhances our spiritual essence, growth, journey, then why give it time? Why spend time? There's too much nature, too much energy in nature.
Most definitely.
That nature will inform us of things that we've been missing, because, again, even our thoughts are out of order with distractions and not in order with the self.
True. That is true.
See, we're supposed to be taking care of the planet. Well, check it out. When we understand that planet comes to one and you and self comes to one, the first damn planet is you. Once I take care of me, I can take care of Mother Earth, the planet.
Yeah.
But that's the first thing. We don't know the planet of self, to take care of self, to know self, so that we have the information that's already within self to give to the generations behind us, above us, and beyond us. Because we're all that when we accept it and know it and tie into it. But because we are so bogged down with the distractions of a third dimensional plane, 3D or 3D being 7, 7 being the box. And if your consciousness is in the box, this is how they got us. We got to use that consciousness to get us out. It's time called the Age of Aquarius 7 consciousness. Come out of the box, family. 7 is no more than nature. The Age of Aquarius of nature is the consciousness within that's also on the outside of us. So within us, so outside of us. As above us, so below. Let's flow, family. Let's flow. Anyway, let me digress, because I got talkative, and that was your first current event dealing with George Floyd. I mean, yes, pay attention to it, but don't get so caught up to where more time is spent on George Floyd and what they say and what he, she, or whatever, that the time spent isn't more on you than everything else. And when we think about it, I'm not the judge. You judge yourself, because I don't know how much time you spend on anything. But if we're not spending half of the waking hours that we have on self, knowing, understanding, understanding, overstanding, relating, reflecting self, then why are we wasting time with everything else?
Yeah, that is
true. Like I said, I haven't seen not a thing about George Floyd. I live vicariously through the family, through you all. You tell me this, other people send me other websites or links to certain things that I see that has the number that I'm supposed to look. I look at other things, I don't. It's simple for me. I'm not going to waste that time if I don't see the number behind what I'm looking at, because this is what I'm tied into, and this is what my part to be the example to show, even through what I'm saying, but my actions reflect my words. So with that being said, let's go to the next current event, if you have
one. Yeah, I have one more. 2 days ago in India, a woman gave birth to conjoined Siamese twins. I'm just going to call them Siamese twins. But the baby had three hands.
Mm-hmm.
Which I thought was, I didn't know that they could be born. I mean, I guess if they can be born together, they can be born with three hands. But I just found that kind of ironic.
Yeah, well, it's hold on now. They're Siamese twins, and they have three instead of four or five hands.
That's correct. They have three.
So, yeah.
Two heads, you know, two mouths, two noses, you know.
Yeah.
But they have three hands.
Okay. Well, that was just one of the twins trying to actually develop into one, and again, not separating to have four arms.
Yeah.
And four hands, you had three. So, again, I'm not a doctor. I'm not.
I'm not either. I just found that unusual.
It's right. In and of itself, those hyper twins, Siamese, is, hate to use the term, but a freak of nature. And again, maybe it's something there in nature in that twin that nature wants us to see.
Yeah.
So again, it's the way we look at things, or the way we've been taught to look at things. So again, you know, because it doesn't happen often. So when it does happen, you know, what is trying to be revealed at the time that these babies, these twins are being born at a particular time, because it seems like when they are born, you have certain time span, 1, 2, or 3 years, and then it dies down, and you might have sporadically one happening here and there,
mm-hmm.
you know, but it's a rare event.
Well, another
that
reason
happens,
why
so.
I mentioned it was because
mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was you or Brother Kwame, maybe someone else, but, you know, they were talking about all the strange things that happened in April.
Okay.
Or outstanding okay. things in April. So I just thought, you know, wow, well, this is mm-hmm. something that is outstanding, is it not?
Well, for me, all birth is outstanding, but like
of
I
course
said, that,
it is.
Yeah. But that in itself is, like you said, that's just something to be put on the radar. As
yes.
the five would say, that's strange. Well, strange is five.
Yeah.
Others would say, that's weird. We're weird as five. So, yeah.
And the child was born 2 days ago.
Yeah. Mm. Wow. 2 days ago.
And they're girls.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, do you have any other current events?
No, I think that would be it. Don't forget, if you didn't do it, Brother Eddie, to register for Marvin Gaye from D.C. to Washington, or from Washington to D.C.
Okay.
So anyone else, if y'all haven't registered yet, you know, please do so for the free Zoom call. Remember, it is free.
Mm-hmm.
And Miss Kim and Brother mm-hmm. Ray are on the panel.
Okay. Great. Great.
Yes.
So, starting off real quick with the title of the class in a minute,
mm-hmm.
down the road, like I said, I can only make it personal or use myself as the example of what I'm dealing with or what's being given. Dealing with in a minute or down the road. So in a minute for me would be what happened when I was talking to you our last conversation on your last show with Brother Ray when we got cut off. But in a minute, if we would have had that show that week, it would have been a week after you had that Friday show.
Yes,
with,
okay, with that guest, yes.
With the guest,
that's
right.
That's the reason
like
why I played
said.
That music.
Okay.
That was the reason for that music.
Mm-hmm. So I can't remember his name, and I'm not even going to get negative and say, you know, it's not. Anyway, he was talking about an institution called Gaga.
Mm-hmm.
And
that wasn't with Brother Ray's guest. That was the guest that I
No,
okay.
It was I was saying that we were talking, you and I, the
oh,
last
okay.
conversation that you and I had when Brother
yes.
Ray got cut off.
Yes,
that we
okay.
was talking. But, no, I think it was Brother Eric's guest or somebody Brother Eric introduced you to.
Yes.
because Brother Eric was on the line. And anyway, the guest, in my humble opinion, was very rude.
Yes,
he was rude to you, and he was rude to our elder Brother Kwame.
Yes.
Which basically pissed me off.
Yes, that definitely doesn't fly.
I got emotional, and it took me out of who I am and what I do as far as giving my part to the family and trying to bring as much structure, as much peace, as much foundation so we could have a decent and respectful conversation. But as I said, his disrespect to not only you and elder brother Kwame, but to the family for using the term as ghetto, and however he termed it or tried to phrase the word as ghetto.
Yeah, that we were all ghetto.
Right, and for him to be a representative of this institution, trying to get people to come to listen to whatever lecture that they had that Sunday for $550.
Yeah.
Money's not the issue. The issue is he was a very, 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 very bad representative for
mm-hmm.
this particular institution that he was trying to promote. I'm going to get back to the statement that he said to you, or what he said pertaining to who you are and what you believe in. And as you are as cordial as you were trying to be, kept telling him no disrespect, but you know. So we'll get back to that Jesus that you use,
mm-hmm.
that again, that he overlooked, disrespected, and, you know, dishonored anything you had to say about that. So I want to start with Elder Kwame, Brother Kwame.
Yes.
And it showed me very quickly that this brother was not ready to even answer any straight questions.
No,
not straight questions. Any straight questions.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Brother Kwame asked him three different things, and he avoided all three questions. The first question was Jim Crow. Why do you keep using the word Jim Crow? And can you use another word instead of Jim Crow?
Mm-hmm.
He could not. But he could not give an answer why he could not, which I saw. But again, I had gotten emotional already. So that question that he never answered, Kwame asked him a simple question. Well, what color is a crow?
Mm-hmm.
Dating that question, the brother said, what does that have to do with anything? I'm like, wow, okay. Simple question again. So as he kept talking, Kwame said, no disrespect, as you said so many times during that evening. He said, but again, he said, when you look at the word truth, he said, what vowel is in the word truth? And for about 35 to 60 seconds, this guy avoided that question like he didn't understand what a vowel was.
Yeah.
Kwame had to say, well, a vowel is A-E-I-O-U and sometimes Y.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if this guy is representing an institution and you don't know what a vowel is, in the English language that you're using, in the institution that you're teaching, anyway, I'm not going
right
there. So eventually the God says, you. So Kwame so eloquently put, yes, he says, you. You is your truth. Your truth is not my truth.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't knock your truth.
Right.
But the guy still didn't want to hear that. So I came on finally because, like I said, I'm heated, I'm emotional, and I'm all off my mark. So I'm going to try to use the word of truth by number because he said something that opened the door for me as being we need to be able to come to a consensus where we all agree on the word or the things that we're saying. I came in and said, okay, well, let's use the number.
Mm-hmm.
And let's use that word truth that's been used, you know. And I said the number of truth is the number of God. God is 13, truth is 31. So we went on in the conversation, so I went back to him and asked him, well, what is the number of truth? He didn't even remember in the conversation previously, no more than 30 seconds, that I had just revealed the number of God and truth being the same, 4 or 1331.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's going off about numerology being mysticism and mystic, and it's a guess theory, and it's that, well, we just talked about coming to a consensus. You have no other way, but still you don't want to hear this. But my thing was that I had to reflect on that the next day and saw that I missed my opportunity to teach. I am a teacher dealing with the numbers. And throughout the conversation earlier that Kwame asked the brother, well, what is Jim Crow to you? And Kwame gave his definition. In short, both of them were saying in their own words that Jim Crow was a program during that time. What I was planning on doing before I got emotional was to tie that together. But I saw, too, at that time that this particular guest was programmed with the word to be used in the teaching, Jim Crow, of the 3/5 that he kept using to be added by 5/3 plus to give you one whole, that even Brother Kwame said it doesn't make sense. But again, the reason he couldn't give another word other than Jim Crow was that was part of the program.
Mm-hmm.
Understanding them both giving that explanation of Jim Crow being a program, that was it. Jim Crow comes to 24, which is a 6. Comes 24, which is 6, 2 plus 4. Program comes to 24, which is also a 6. So, yes, Jim Crow is a program, but he could have just said program, not knowing this, and this is where I was supposed to teach him and give him, seeing that he was basically programmed to use the term Jim Crow in his 3/5, 5/8 analogy of their mathematics of what they've come up with since 1991, which is what, I mean 1990, which is only 30 years or 31 years ago, which again you brought up, which he didn't want to hear that statement either. Which again, like I said, all of this was his disrespect and his lack of knowledge to even have a civil conversation with you or Kwame or the family regarding us as ghetto. And
yeah.
For you, I wanted to come back on him with his disrespect of Jesus. And it's just for you, and you're getting there with the numbers and being able to use Jesus and the words that we use right here, right now. Because Jesus being the light is no more than the information, and what he was giving was not the right information, was not the learning that you were even vibrating with. You know, as you said, no disrespect, but what you're giving is not what I'm even tuned into, or you were tuned into, or Kwame was tuned into. Half of the family, I even believe, and I know that even Brother Eric wasn't tuned in, because for a while I heard him trying to chime in, and then he pulled back and had nothing to say, you know, because, again, he didn't even feel that right frequency, because I even chimed back in to tell him when he got on the Geechies from Gala Island and started talking, whoa, wait a minute, bro, you don't know a damn thing about that. That's my grandfather is a full-blooded Geechee from the Gullah Islands. So once you touch there, and even, you know, that's my bloodline. I ain't got shit to do with what you trying to preach, what you trying to teach, what you trying to say. You know, it doesn't even flow my way. You know, and again, it was several things that he said that I gravitated to, and that was earlier on in the show. But then he went far off to the left, you know. Yeah. Where this person that they revealed to be more inclined to be a god than Jesus or anybody else, or how Kwame even put it again so eloquently, he know many more people that are more qualified and or better off than this individual he's saying. And God said, well, name him one, and Kwame told him the best, and I was like, oh, man, right on. He said me.
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah.
Me. Shit, that was the greatest thing he could say. And the guy still didn't want to hear it because, again, he's in somebody else's program that he's pushing. He can't even relate who he is because he's pushing Gaga or Google.
Well, you know what he did? That his whole thing was it's a marketing strategy. And what they do is they start off with something that everyone will agree with. That is the truth. Mm-hmm. And I think his was the numbers, you know, 7 plus something, you know, where he did it where, you know, yes, that is true. So then whenever you disagreed with him, he would go back to, well, remember, you said that you agreed with this.
You agreed with, in mathematical terms, that 2 plus 1 equals 3.
Yeah, that's
if you say
was.
Anything
okay.
other than that, it's, oh, I remember the numbers that the bastard said that he was trying to use, because as soon as you use numbers, you messing with me, man.
Yeah.
And then when you try to use them incorrectly to benefit you, no. You got to give everybody the same playing field so they see the same thing, not some shit you or your institution that came up with this 3/5, 5/8 to give you one whole, which is incorrect anyway.
Yeah, we have Brother Kwame with his hand up, so I'm sure he wants to jump in. Do you mind?
Yeah. No, I don't mind. Bring Brother Kwame in because I brought him in talking about the Jim Crow. So, again, and he can touch on, he can give me a little something on the south rim of the Grand Canyon and what's hidden in the south rim of the Grand Canyon. So bring him on. Bring him on. Let's hear Brother Kwame.
Brother Kwame, welcome to the show.
Well, good evening, Sister Antoinette, and
good evening,
Brother Eddie Harris. You making it real compared to what? Because ain't another kind of being like that on the planet, because that brother was sure enough one of a kind.
That's it. Real man. There's nobody like Mr. Scott. Man.
Right.
So,
you know, and we have to overstand and validate, you know, people's attempt to try to take people off of their square.
Yeah.
And anytime a person can acknowledge that they put someone greater than themselves, then you, other than the creator, and you give a man that sits out on the toilet and does just like you do to get rid of his movement, then you have a low thinking of yourself. But the other thing I was hoping you would touch on, because he was saying how great this person was, doctor, whoever this doctor was, and I said, well, where's he from? He says, from a Nigeria. And I said, you know, in the top 10 list of scam artists, Nigerians are up there in the top five. And he jumped off, that touched a nerve, and he was all upset. But I said, okay, but how is it that he's over here wanting us to buy this and he could go back to Nigeria and help all of those millions of Nigerians that need help that's trying to come over here?
Right.
He couldn't give a response.
Right.
You know, and these are the type of things in that 3D mindset, you know, the pyramid scheme has been used for so long, but the thing about it is even what they just did now on the day before Resurrection Day in announcing that the fourth great pyramid, the gem, the great Egyptian museum is open where they putting all the mummies and artifacts in there. And what you were talking about with the South Rim is that's where Isis, Osiris, and Horus, those mountains are named after the people of Kemet. And so what we're seeing now is that all of this is connecting, coming back, because the activation of them finding the lost city of gold, which was the city of Amenhotep III, who was the father of Akhenaten. They have Queen Tai, which is Tutankhamun's grandmother, and then Ramesses that they brought forth to put in that museum. But Ramesses is getting ready to take a trip. Ramesses I is getting ready to come on a tour like they did with Tutankhamun. They're sending his gold sarcophagus and all of his artifacts is coming here to America. And the first place that they're going to come in November, because I've been checking with this, is to Houston, Texas. It's just below Houston, Texas, is Galveston, where the other three pyramids are. And they're on the same exact ley line. You see what they're doing in creating this ritual. And the part of the twins was born on Sunday. Yeah. The twins came out. But if you look back, there was another set of twins born in April 27, 2013. Then there was another twins born in 2007, I think, when you check on it. And this is happening there in India. This is what they're saying is these type of births that happen like this happens every 400,000 births of live births. But what happens is these people are in rural areas that are, and then the father was saying that they're too poor, they can't even feed themselves, and they're asking the government to help take care of this child. The thing is that the poisons and the things that they've been putting in India is causing these birth defects. And the first thing I thought about is the head, when Trump was in office, the head of HUD was who?
Oh, shoot. Ben Carson.
What did Ben Carson get famous for?
Well, it's supposed to be for brain surgery.
He separated.
That's right,
twins.
He
separated
right.
Siamese twins that came from where? India.
Oh, okay.
See how it when we tie it and put it all together. And what we're looking at is now, and I'm grateful that you put in that Gaga and Jim Crow, because we've got to look at now, what are they doing with the new Jim Code? And this is what they're doing. I think I sent it to you and I sent it to Antoinette. When they show Gates with the model of the DNA, and why would he choose red, black, and green to be the model that he's making this advertisement for this vaccine?
Because it's for us.
Right. That's what he was... putting it in a subliminal message to people, you know, looking at him and not looking unconsciously. People that are conscious pick up on it, red, black, and green. That's us. And that's what it was geared. But then he went into it, the rest of the YouTube talked about MIT and what the RNA does in the genetics. So what now that we're seeing is this whole thing of, I was on Truth to Power last night, and what they're talking about, all of these women that are getting the vaccine or the injection or the bop, is their cycles are running wild. Mm-hmm. They're having women that are miscarriaging. And this is what they're doing. And, yeah, and now they've just passed a bill and saying that 16-year-olds doesn't need their parents' permission to get vaccinated.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, well, we talked about that last year when they were trying to pass a law as far as elementary school children as young as 7 and 8. Being able to get the vaccine without their parents' permission. So,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh,
because
yeah.
What they're doing is that Bill Gates just said it. This attacks the DNA. So when the woman carries a child to term, that child has the mitochondria and the DNA that now has been vaccinated. The child that is grows into that adolescence already has the eggs or the sperm in its body that came from when he was in its mother. So that generation, that's three generations of inoculation.
Yes.
Yeah, and let me give you this real quick and tie it all together. It's right there in front. Jim Crow, as you said, is the new Jim Code. Well, Jim comes to 10, which is 1. Crow comes to 14, which is 5, or 1, 1, 4. Jim Crow comes to 1, 1, 4, where 4, 1, 1 is DNA.
Right.
There's the DNA in Jim Crow. So, yes, sir.
Right.
It adds
well, you know,
up.
When
but
they started what? All of this mess about you don't have to get your parents' permission, I remember in the 90s when I got out of college that at the clinic, because I worked at the clinic because I, you know, took up medical. But they had it where, and I'll never forget it, because the mother was upset because her daughter had came in. Her daughter was 13 at the time. And her daughter wanted an abortion or something. It was something that the daughter wanted.
Yep.
I don't remember exactly. And it was, whatever it was being performed on her. But the mother was so upset, which I don't blame her. I would have been too. I mean, and she came in and cussed us all out. But, you know, she said, you know, you're doing this. You don't know my daughter's medical background. You don't know what can affect her, what can kill her, or anything. And she's only 13.
Right, but what they
and so
did
there, that's
that
when
up.
They started it out with sex. So, I mean, why it always seems like everything always boils down with sex with these people.
But it's two things, because the other part is that they give permission to destroy life in the body, but they give the courts permission to take a 13-year-old and try him as an adult.
Yeah.
See, it's certain things that they look at and say, okay, we give permission to destroy and collect her human bank, because the stem cells of a young 13-year-old girl that has conceived are stronger than a woman that's 33 that gets an abortion, because her eggs are a lot more fresher and they're
fertile.
More potent. They're more fertile. And so what you're seeing is that now they're paying $2,000 to $5,000 for women to harvest women's egg when they go on cycle. They're paying them, but they're causing damage, like she was saying about it, because the women's fluids back up when they take the egg out wrong, and her body will back up and react and flood and toxify her body. And women are coming, having to go to emergency room to get emergency, you know, drainage, because their whole body, reproductive organs all swell up and back up.
Oh, my goodness.
Right. But these are the things, and but see, the thing I was talking about where I gave you, they opened up the museum, and I said it's called the GEM, G-E-M, the new GEM, C-O-D, that you see they've changed the GEM.
Yes.
The jewel.
Right.
And that's what they're looking at, because what they're doing is they're taking with the age of Aquarius, because the museum is built diagonally next to the Sphinx. It's
mm-hmm.
facing the pyramid, but to the south of it is, you look out the other side, to the south of it is the Sphinx. And so what they're doing is they're triangulating the energy of the ancients, because the grid has been reactivated. They're bringing out the artifacts, which still has the energy of those beings that were on the planet, and using that energy in ritual form to energize the next 2,120 years. Because at the age of Piscean beginning, it stopped the dynasties of Egypt. That's why they said before Christ. And then when they stopped the dynasties after Alexander, they stopped the dynasties and began to start the Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're in the era on March 13th, 2020, began what? The pandemic, which began the what? Before COVID. Before March 12th, we were normal. We could still do. Once they made the announcement, the pandemic, it shut everything down for that era to stop. And then the 21st of December, we had the what? We had at the end, that was in March 2020, December 21st, 20, Jupiter and Saturn aligned in 0 degrees Aquarius. That kicked everything out.
Mm. But you would think the cold would have killed it. I mean, I don't know, because I don't know what this is.
I still believe
this is something that's man-made, something that they don't set in them.
It is.
I mean, I hope they don't shut down the show because I said that, because you know they're going after shows that talk against this virus. But, I mean,
but
there's some things that need to be said.
I just watched the it's called Nerve. And they have this new series on Netflix. And what they're doing is talking about the witchery and the different powers that people had. And
mm-hmm.
what they're counseling with the British, the High Court, the British were having High Court. And the man said the biological change that electricity is going to bring to the world that we will control. Electricity. They knew because that was in the early night, and what was the first thing that happened when they turned on electricity? You had the influenza. And changing. Every time they add something new into the system of the electronics,
mm-hmm.
their change becomes a disease, because you're changing the frequency of the human environment. And you cause the reaction of the bacteria and virus and things to happen. And so what you do is that you take and you splice, and you, what did they take? The SARS, and they took a few other ones and mixed them together and say,
mm-hmm.
When we put it in 5G, it comes alive.
Yes. And you know, and Brother Eddie, I sent it to you earlier, where they're having a new pandemic and it's supposed to hit the young people, and it's supposed to be SARS-2.
Mhm. Yeah.
So they're coming out with something else. I mean, and I guess because they see people didn't really gravitate to this the way how they wanted to, you know, just like, you know, they want these, you know, they're planning on this big riot, and they're not getting this big riot, race, war, however you want to put it. They're not getting that, so I guess they're trying everything to still continue to fuel what's in their plans.
But it's like what I shared with you when they did the thing about George Floyd. Remember I said it's about the Nile River in the West, because at Lake Itasca in the land of 10,000 lakes is where the Mississippi River began, and it was also called the land of 12,000 pyramids, because they had the earthbound builders, because the Algonquins, Lenape, you're in Delaware, and you know about Lenape hogging. All of that was one big landmass from lower Connecticut all the way down into past Delaware. And mm-hmm. the thing was that was the seat of the governing people of this Turtle Island. And the head of it was like the Algonquin Federation. And these are the parts in which they're doing with trying to get back in power, because Philadelphia is on the 40th parallel, which is the geographical, just like you have the prime meridian and, mm-hmm. and the 0 point north, 40th parallel is the parallel, and the 40th parallel runs through Philadelphia. That's why they tried to make Philadelphia the capital, but it wasn't in alignment with the stars. But it was the seat of the government, because all of this activation is coming in on the planet. And this is why Eddie, when he went there, and I love your picture, man, when you was with them three Dene sisters, because I know that's the only people that's over there in the Grand Canyon is the Dene, the were they Navajo or Hopi? Brother Eddie.
Hopi.
Right. Those are Dene. That's the name of their nation.
Mm-hmm.
And you get some. The Hopi is a very special people, because from the Grand Canyon, you go back up north of there, east of there, and what they call the land of the forgotten people. And the Hopi is on 2 million acres of depleted uranium land, because what the government did when they were making the H-bomb, they were harvesting all the uranium out of that area, and they polluted it and mining that land that was belonged to the Hopi. They call it the land of the forgotten people.
Okay. I'll be talking about that as part of down the road.
Yeah, well, can I ask one question before you go there? So, Brother Kwani, is it that they want to take those people's land?
The land is no good. The land has been poisoned by uranium. Nothing will grow. It's just desert. It's just wasteland, basically. And the people are still on it because that's their original land.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that they're trying to survive on it wherever little pieces they can, because when you come from the Grand Canyon, come out of there, the asphalt stops and you are on just plain sand roads, like you ride through the Sahara. And we had such a windstorm on there, it sandblasted my SUV. All of that was gone off of my SUV when we went up there.
Wow.
How long ago was that you went?
2009, that we had what was called the Return of the Ancestors. That was when they had the prophecy of the eagle and the condor came back at the Grand Canyon, where you were at the South Rim. The Havasupai Indians are the ones who live down in the canyon. That's their revelation.
Okay. No, we didn't go to the South Rim. That's why I was asking how long ago was it that you went, which was 2009. Right now, 2021, they have the South Rim closed. They don't want nobody going to the South Rim.
Mm.
So we went to the West Rim.
And more than likely, it's because the energy that's coming up out of the... See, that's the entrance into the underworld. That's what people were taking when Earth was being put into the Ice Age, when the people came up, and this is what the Havasupai, the Hopi, and all of them, even the ones in South America, tell you that they were taken by the ant people and taken into the other world, which was Shambhala, which is like under Mount Shasta and all up under that area. And they were taken there and kept during the time of the Ice Age until things melted, and then they were brought back up. And then the prophecy said is that the indigenous people got on the condor and flew to the south, and the ones here stayed with the eagle, but they had to come back together for the next great shift of the fifth world, which was December, well, it was really October, but they said it was December 21st, 2012. That's when the Mayan calendar said that the galactic year began again, the 25,920 years began again.
Okay.
So yeah, that's a good one, but it's like you said, it's a definite reason that they have the South Rim closed off, and they're using because of the coronavirus. Well, why is the West Rim open? The East Rim, you know, North Rim. Why is it the South Rim is closed? You know, because like you said, that energy from the underworld, that energy that is now permeating and it's resonating to the top.
Right, but you have to understand, too, is that you were in Vegas, but see, Phoenix, Arizona in itself is on the grid because Arizona, Phoenix is what's called the dragon. It's the end of the dragon ley line, and that's to the south of the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, because even that, knowing that the Grand Canyon is almost 500,000 feet elevation over Las Vegas.
Right.
When we were going there, my ears was popping like I was on an airplane. I'm like, what is happening here? And they were talking about the elevation.
Yeah, driving up out of the valley. Yeah.
Right. Because Las Vegas is like a bowl down in the valley.
Right.
Exactly.
Below sea level.
So yeah, we was what? 6,804 feet elevation above sea level, being up in the Grand Canyon. So man, it's that elevation and man. Well, when I talk about it, I'm definitely talk about that majestic, magnificent, wonderful connection to nature itself. It's being there. Even though the garbage that they did, the decades and years that they depleted that part of the land, but the energy is now still vibrating. It's coming up. That's why they didn't close the south off. Because they cannot stop what's supposed to happen, what's supposed to come. That's this time of Aquarius.
I know the first National Park Rangers, and you noticed in the history, the first National Park Rangers were the Buffalo Soldiers. And they patrolled that area when Yosemite and all of that, when it became National Park, they were the soldiers, they were the first Forest Rangers.
Okay.
That's why you see the forest ranger wear their hat and that pointed peak. That came from the Buffalo Soldiers.
Yeah. Just like even while we were there in the canyon too, you had part of the Colorado River, which is now drying up, coming through.
They dammed
that forest ranger. Oh, is that what they did?
They dammed it, and they open it up and run it when they want to, because it sits down. It sits all the way down in the canyon, and even in the Havasupai lands, went down there. They have waterfalls that out of the earth waterfalls that come through down there in their lands. It'll be snow up on the upper part. It takes almost 2 hours to go down there through the trails to go down in there. And when you go down there, it's like night and day. It'll be freezing up here, and it'll be hot down in the Grand and down there in the Grand Canyon.
Okay. Now, one of the Native sisters mentioned that the river, Colorado River, is drying up. So I don't know about the dam, but from what they told us while we were there, you know, that's what they were saying that was happening. So I don't know if it's one or the other or both or what's happening with it, but yeah. But yeah, they were basically, man, they were very open, you know, and definitely into nature and talking about getting back to nature, to the earth, to the winds, the animals, just linking to everything in nature. So everything that we talk about, they're on that same frequency, that same vibration, you know. And the only difference, as I was speaking earlier with Sister Antoinette when we went over George Floyd, is they are focused. They're constantly on it. They stay with it because they have a less amount of distraction, of television, of everything that we're seeing, because even out there, it's a dead zone. Once you get to a certain
right.
area, there's no telephone poles, wires. Your reception to your cell phones are dead because there's no 5G towers. There's nothing like we dealing with here. They ain't even dealing with it there.
No,
so it's a beautiful thing.
Right, and you're right, because what you're doing is that where I was talking about the land of the forgotten people. Some of those they have pueblos, not pueblos, the adobe homes and stuff that they got there, and they still cook and bake outside. They get their water from rivers or streams that aren't polluted, and then they turn around and get kerosene. Some places still use kerosene lamps. Like you go in some places in Taos, New Mexico. The people, the river, Colorado River, that runs into the Grand Canyon comes, the thing that they do is they still living as they were living when we got here in those type of homes. They cooking in those clay ovens, and they still use kerosene lamps inside because they're not getting electricity. They're not getting wired up.
Right. It's just like we was there, we saw outside ovens and clay pots and different things that they use, the natural heat
right.
of the sun and rocks and
yep.
Coal and different wood to cook outside.
Right.
So, yeah, we saw those different. They had, I think I got pictures of those also that we took while we were there, you know. So they also had, like, inside little ovens that they had inside these little houses or some of them were, as they said, teepees. I forgot a couple, and I got to look up. They had different names for the structures that they were called. But,
yeah,
they had different ways of cooking that they used all natural resources. And,
right.
You know, they had all that out there, yeah. So, exactly.
And they make, they between raising sheep and corn, and they make their own the tortillas and all of that. They ground their own corn, make it into flour. Then they make their bread or their tortillas that they use, and using the vegetables they grow in the garden and mullet from the meat, because the Hopi Indian women, for their initiation, they have to know how to shed a sheep and know how to kill a sheep and prepare a sheep for slaughter, and know how to slaughter sheep and do all of that is part of their womanhood initiation. The young teenage girls have to do all that initiation before they can become considered a woman in their clans.
Mm-hmm.
And they still have the people, and you'll see them, man. They got some of the most beautiful turquoise jewelry that they still make by hand.
Oh,
and
yeah,
if you went through Oak Ridge, I don't know which way y'all came in. Y'all probably came in 40. But if you went down 17A, went down there in Oak Ridge, like going down towards Sedona, you would have seen, if it was on a weekend, the Navajo are out there, and they be selling handcrafted stuff that they made off the reservation.
No, like I said, we was coming up and going to the West Rim.
Right.
So we were, I don't think we were on that side that you on, but I
don't know. I'm not sure.
Oh, it's a huge place, man, because one time I went out there, that's when they had all the big forest fires, and you could just see the smoke just hovering over the canyon.
Oh, yeah, that's
California.
The part that I forgot. We went the direction coming past the Hoover Dam.
Right.
So, yeah, we saw the Hoover Dam, and, man,
that's what you, that's what one of the dams is blocking off the rivers.
Okay. I didn't, yeah, because it was definitely no water in the Hoover Dam at all when we passed that portion. They had another portion that didn't have water, but the portion that had the electrical wiring and towers all down. Yeah, that was, it was all dry down there.
Yeah. They were talking at one time and trying to figure out how they wanted to try to take water out of the Great Lakes and pipe it down to the west.
Now, what we did pass down there, we did pass Lake Mead.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that had water, but where that Hoover Dam that we saw exactly, it was nothing there. It was dry. So, but, man, yes, it was quite a beautiful experience, and just connecting with nature, with one's consciousness, one's thoughts out in that elevation, that height, that majestic view that we were able to partake and to intake all of that energy. And again, I have to go back because I kind of got wrapped up and mesmerized in the awe of it all, the beauty of it all, you know. And I have to go back to really get into the rituals that we should have done. But again, what we got was the length of being able and knowing that, yeah, we come back for that. And the exposure that expanded my thinking was phenomenal.
Oh,
because
yeah,
just being there and to see that sight and all of nature has to offer and what we saw, oh, man, it was just, that's why words can't really explain. But what I wanted to share with the family too, the biggest thing that I wanted to bring back is that get out, family, get out wherever you are and expose yourself to things that are different. Expose yourself, if not to a Grand Canyon, if not to Niagara Falls, if not to Lookout Mountain or wherever it is, get out those four walls of your four blocks of your neighborhood, your community,
I know people that told me they've never been downtown and lived in Chicago all their life, never been to the lakefront and been here all their life.
Right.
Expose yourself so you can expand your thinking to your mind. And just that exposure in nature and that elevation and activation just it's like another wick on my candle was lit. And as Sister Antoinette said, Siamese twins, I had two wicks now lit on my candle instead of one wick. I had a double wick candle. So it was a beautiful journey, to say the least, you know. And like I said, for those that I understand, if you're not financially set to take an adventure, a trip, a journey, open up a book. Get a book and expand your mind that way, because there's no limitations. If you can't do it one way, find another way. There's always a way. But expose your mind to other than CNN, NBC, Fox, FB, whatever. Expand it to where your thoughts lead you, your interpretations have you asking yourself those pertinent questions. If you can't go there physically, go there mentally. Yes, sir.
Okay, and I had locks when I was out there, and I noticed the energy difference in the energy from, you know, like, what, my head was just like, it was like lock overload. It was like the antenna, it was so much coming in through the locks, had them hanging down, and they were in the canyon, and it was just like overload. I don't know if you experienced that.
Man, like I said, yeah, I had to, because in actuality, we should have did the class last week, but I was in such an overload once I got back. I couldn't get everything together. I had to reflect on everything. Even since we brought up Jim Crow, thinking about it, I was out there being looked at by a lot of people, because I started feeding the crows, and they all came up to me. It was like, hey, we were communicating with each other. You know, a black crow, come on. I know y'all got something y'all understand. You know, so, I mean, that's nature, you know. And, again, this part of the canyon we was at was called Eagle's Point. And we, every now and then, would see a big-ass eagle fly, excuse me, family, a big eagle fly across, you know, with these big 7-8 foot span wings that, you know, it's definitely not a crow. And you look up and see this big bird, and you're like, okay, this is why it's called Eagle's Point. But I do have the write-up of why it was actually called it. I didn't memorize it at this particular time. But, yeah, there's a lot of birds, especially, like I said, black crows and eagles. And there might even be, don't we leave out the ravens, there might be some ravens amongst the crows, because some of these crows were very big. And I know
those,
the bigger ones
are the crows.
I mean, ravens, yeah. The bigger ones are the
ravens.
So I know we had some ravens out there along with the crows.
Yeah, ravens stand almost 3 feet tall. Some of them adults, they can get that tall. Yeah.
Yeah.
And ravens
they
have the smarts of a 2-year-old.
Wow, really?
They're one of the smartest birds. They have the intelligence of a 2-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
So they're smarter than the parrots that talk.
Oh, yeah. You could take a raven.
Parakeet, whatever it is.
And you could split his tongue like you do the parrot, and they will converse. And ravens converse even in their talk. And it's one thing you don't see is dead ravens on the side of the road, or you don't see dead crows because crows, if they get hit, they crows will come and pick their bird up and take them to a place that they have their own ceremony for that bird leaving.
Oh,
they
really? Wow.
They have their own funeral. They will all gather. If you see a bunch of crows around a tree or something like that, that's what they're doing. They have they've gotten one of their own that got killed, and they will take it and they will cover it up.
Oh, wow.
Kwame, do you know what a flock of crows is called?
No.
A murder of crows.
Oh, my goodness.
A murder of crows, yeah. A flock of crows aren't called a flock like other birds. They're called a murder of crows.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's what Alfred Hitchcock, so that's where Alfred Hitchcock got when he made the birds.
Yeah.
Because they were big flocks of crows that were attacking them and seagulls, because the woman was trying to play a joke with the lovebirds, and they didn't like that.
Right. Yeah, they had a movie out some years ago called The Murder of Crows with Cuba Gooding Jr. that starred in it. And
I never saw that.
Yeah, I actually found that title. I mean, I actually found that was that way that they basically mention a flock of crows being called the murder of crows. And I looked it up and said, ain't this a bitch? Somebody's doing something slick.
Yeah.
Got me wondering.
Wow.
Yeah. Why would crows, it would be called a murder instead of a flock of crows, it's a murder of crows. But again, like I said, if we buy into it, that's what gives it power.
Yeah.
See, just like you didn't know, Kwame didn't know, others know or might not have known. Well, again, once we start labeling the crows as a murder instead of a flock, because somebody wanted to put the name murder on that flock of those particular color birds, you know.
I'm not saying because they're black birds.
Bump that, yeah. See?
Okay.
I say screw all that. See, that's giving them power over something that they know that they want us to actually keep away from. Just like the reference of ISIS, but calling ISIS, another name, same number, a black cat, which is bad luck. ISIS, black cat. See, they do these things. They do all of this by always changing the names, but the numbers remain the same. When we look at that, names is 14, that's meta. Same is 31, that's physics, metaphysics. When I see these and the numbers, it ties it to the whole. Just like our journey to the Grand Canyon. Well, Grand Canyon comes to 128 when you add both words up. And the one is a frequency. The Grand Canyon vibrates a particular frequency. But one of the main features that even they highlight of the Grand Canyon is the red rock of the Grand Canyon, which we had the chance to stand upon. And I had a chance to put my hands upon to touch it and get that frequency. But when I look at the number of red rock, we get back to that 5 and 4. That metaphysics.
I have a question, Brother Eddie. I'll get on my
Tommy.
All right, now when they did these words, did they already have the numbers already in, you know, were the numbers a part of it when they were doing the words?
Yeah, well, I can take it back, yes. See, because for me, it goes all the way back to Kemet.
and understanding that this is where they got it from and developed it, and they actually put it and hid it and stuck it right there in the Bible. Everything that I'm saying is revealed right there in the Bible. If anybody takes the time out there, see it their particular way that they're supposed to see it, not the stories that they've been told. Use those stories as no more than a foundation to form your own story by the number of the words, and where the number leads you to the words to correct their nonsense of the story. It just takes time, as they say, but time is no more than learning. This is why I'm a good teacher, but I'm a much better student, because a better student means I'm still learning.
Yes.
That's all. That's what makes me a better student. I'm still learning. Because even that teacher sees the change that happens as time rolls on down the road. That's why down the road is five, teacher is five. That code.
So now, even in the urban
about.
Dictionaries and things like that,
mm-hmm.
So was the slang and everything a part of the plan?
Well, everything becomes a part. This is why they add to the dictionary. They never subtract from it. They add words each year to the dictionary and then bring up and include new dictionaries like the Urban Dictionary, which is the black dictionary.
Right.
You know.
Right. Well,
so you have different. You have medical dictionaries. You have law dictionaries. All these particular dictionaries have their own etymology of the language that they use for whatever purpose they're using it for. But, again, it's a control factor when it's anybody's definition. But, again, we know we have to adhere to being where we are in this system that we're in. But to not be caught up in it is the key. When we say we in it but not of it, how are we getting out of it if we're constantly conversing and talking about it repeatedly over and over and over and over and over? That's not our power. That depletes our power. Go ahead, Brother Kwame.
No, I was when she asked that, because they just made Mel Gibson played in the movie. They just released The Professor and the Madman. And what it was is when Oxford Dictionary was formulating its dictionary in London, what they did at Oxford, what they did was is they were advertising for people to send in definitions so they could be put in the dictionary, and they kept getting all of these great definitions and all of these words and definitions, and they just used almost every time this person's mail came in, they were so elated in adding this new word to the dictionary. And finally somebody investigated and found out that the letters were coming from this mental institution where they had sent this American that came to London and killed a man, and they had sentenced him to life in a mental institute because he was mad. And they had a big scandal about, here you are, the University of Oxford, highest educational place in England, and you're using words from a convicted killer in a mental institution. And how they got rid of the scandal was they released him and sent him back to America with the U.S. government.
Coronavirus, COVID-19, cover up.
Yeah, buddy. That's it. But again, see, that's a beautiful story told, and when we look at it, it's really not far-fetched, because again, this system that they're in is already their jail that they want us to abide by.
But
so all of these, yes sir,
me and Jeff does programming, and I was talking with Jeff and I said, you know, we're looking at this new Jim Code, and just like you just said, you had to go all the way back to the Metu Netra of Kemet, because they use pictures, the hieroglyphs, and the numbers and letters. We could create, if we got the scholars that have learned to decipher the picture glyphs and learn how to use them and put them with the numbers, if we could take that and do what they did in creating their algorithms and code rhythms and use our own ancestors' metal netters to create our own programs of encryption, we could rule the computer world.
I concur 100%. Like I said, for me, that's my part with these numbers and words. You have another part. Antoinette has a part. Everybody has a part. Yeah, we can.
Right.
We can create all of this. We've done it before. It's not new. It's
right.
Nothing new. You know, it's
right.
Just that we are, as you constantly say, water. It's that conscious of memory. And this is what's happening. Our memories are waking up at this day and age of Aquarius, which is consciousness.
Right. But that's what I was sharing, why they're bringing all of our artifacts out of the hiding that they have hidden them to come to activate what the energies that are still there in those artifacts and papyruses that they've found now. They just discovered 3,000-something papyruses that were found in the old city of gold. They found vases and jars, clay jars with meat still in them.
Right quick. Pardon me, Brother Kwame. Let me make this quick announcement. Family, we have like 7-8 minutes left before your cutoff of this show. So if you wanted to continue to listen to the show, you have to call in. And the call-in number is 515-605-9343. That's 515-605-9343.
Oh my goodness,
all right.
I didn't realize so much time has passed. I was thinking we were still on the first hour. Oh my goodness, I'm sorry, y'all.
No problem. That's why I said let me go on here. See, that's the key. We're supposed to have each other's back.
Yes, and
regardless
I appreciate
of who we
you,
are,
brother.
And we family, so. Hey, if I see something that you done missed, it's my job, my obligation, my duty, because guess what? I saw it.
Yes,
so if
I'm
you
so
recognize
glad
it, that's the key. Do something about what you recognize and stop looking for other people to do what you recognize. If they don't recognize what you recognize, that's the key.
Yes, oh my
that's
goodness.
Our angle. Everybody has a particular angle that they recognize as their particular way.
Yes.
And once you flow with that, hey, that's your journey. That's what you're supposed to be on. Roll with it, baby. You know, and stay right there. Because if your conscience is that of nature, you're in order. Everybody else is, like we say, is out of order trying to get in order. And
yeah.
All we are the example of what order looks like coming from another human being.
Yes.
That's it. No more, no less. We trying to say how much we got to do. No. Just stay in order with the nature within your consciousness that brings you in order with nature itself.
Yes. Now, let me make an announcement.
Yes.
Okay, y'all, don't forget Dry Bones on Sunday for the Helios Filios. If you have not yet registered for the Marvin Gaye Zoom from Detroit to D.C., please do so. It's going to be on Friday. And on Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 Eastern Time, Judge Joe Brown will be with us to discuss the George Floyd case. And don't forget Brother Eddie. Wait a minute. Don't forget Brother Eddie for next week. But don't y'all forget Brother Eddie, period. But
Brother
don't forget
Ray.
Brother Ray on Sunday at 3 o'clock Eastern Time, no matter where you are in the world, at 3 o'clock Eastern Time. We need everyone to be on the drums. You know, if you don't have drums, use your table, you know, whatever, you know, so that you can drum on. And we're drumming to lift every voice. Okay, does anybody else have anything to add?
No, you got
no,
it
you
all.
Said, yeah, you said it as far as the upcoming shows and events that, that the family is normally doing. So you took care of all that, and that was great. I'd like to echo on some off mark a little bit, but, you know, everything is connected, and it was dealing with Brother Kwame when you said you was on Brother Exisabev's show last night, and I was listening too. And I wanted to chime in, but time elapsed, and it, for me, I flow. It wasn't meant for me. So anything I needed to say or wanted to say, I can say on this class and this show. But it was a brother that called in and was talking about his mother and how she watches too many soap operas. And,
yeah, I remember that.
Okay. And I just it just struck a you know, music. I'm cartoons and music. It just stays in my head. So when I hear something, it reverts me back to either a cartoon or music that's relevant. And for me, what was relevant was the song by Grandmaster Flash, Furious Five, called "The Message." And this certain part within that, the lyrics goes something like, "My brother's doing bad, stole my mother's TV, says she watches too much, it's just not healthy. All the children in the daytime, Dallas at night, can't even see the game or the Sugar Ray fight. The bill collectors that ring my phone, that call my house when I'm not home." So, but that just made me go back and reflect on even that song itself with that title, "The Message."
Mm-hmm.
Comes up,
yeah,
to
I
the
remember
poor.
That song. Yeah.
Right. It comes up to the poor. You know.
Mm.
Poor being spiritual. So I started going back into a lot of the songs, and you know me, right away I go back to Parliament and just start relating with Parliament and even their titles. And when I looked at Flashlight, which I saw some time ago, but then for some strange reason I've been listening to it lately, and it just, I was like, wow. And it made me think of using that to talk about how the brother tried to disrespect, you know, your belief with Jesus. And
yeah,
like I said, the only thing that I don't have a problem with, but I feel that you could do better with and expressing Jesus, it's just using that number, because to me that has more value. The numbers remain the same. The names change. So that means to me that the name of Jesus could change, but the number will remain the same. See, because when we really get into the story of Jesus, we can actually offshoot that to the story of Zeus in one method or another. But looking at that number, that Zeus is 18, which is 9, and Jesus is 27, which is 9. But using that same number of 9 is that learning that you constantly say you're still learning. So learning is Jesus, not the word, the person, the name, but the number. Well, what am I learning? Information. Information is not. Information to what? To my imagination, 9. To be able to use my creativity, 9. To be creative, 9. For any portion of my life, life is 9. To stay in my lane is 9. On my square is 9. So when we start to see the connection of Jesus to the 9 that Jesus represents, because they say, for Jesus is the way and the light. Light is 9. We just got stuck on the one word of Jesus and didn't see the whole of the number of what Jesus represents. When we talk about that 9 of spiritual completion, not just the story that we've been stuck on. We build our own story now the way the numbers lead us. And that was the only thing that I always feel that any of us might have a problem with, because the majority of the time, the people we're talking to, conversating with, arguing with, debating with, are saying the same damn thing in numbers that we're saying. This is what actually brings us together in the conversations that we're having. But we're saying it from a different opposite end, and it keeps us at odds with one another because we don't see the numbers that could bring us together in the words that we use and say, to see the whole, to be able to connect it to the words that the individual that we're talking to is actually saying by number, not by the confusion of the occult language of English. Confusion 5, occult 5, English 5. It's a code. It's confusion, family, until we see the code. That's why code is 5. It's the gem code, as Brother Kwame said, but we got to see the whole picture of all the numbers. It doesn't stop with me. This is just the beginning, family. I only see a very small portion of what I'm given. You see the other parts that I miss. As Kwame said, I thought I was going to go here with what I said with that. No, I'm saying my part. When you see a part I miss, just like being able to recognize it, that's your part to come in to give that part that I missed. That's all of our parts. Sister Antoinette missed the time. I saw that she missed it. No problem. Let me give that number so people can chime in and keep continuing to listen. This is how we do it. This is how we make all of this work that we keep talking about. How do we make it work? How do we start with self? But we see the missing parts that we, the other parts, the company, the family misses, that we recognize that we are there to help. That's why recognize is 7, help is 7. We help because we recognize where the help is needed. We don't point the fingers for others to do what we recognize. But that's why it's incumbent upon us to know who we are, to know our parts, when and when not to help, who and who not. Because, again, like I said, my people ain't all the people I'm talking to and talk about. The people I refer to are definitely on a universal level, flowing with the universe. My part is to recognize them through the number of the words they say to me, but they recognize me by just the word, which is also cool because the majority of everybody only uses the word. They're not numerologists or look at the numbers. That's not their gift, their purpose, what they're supposed to be doing. Because the gift part of your journey, gift 7, journey 7, consciousness 7, is to help. 7, once you know your gift, you can help with the gift you have because it's not hurting you. You have it to help. This is why we are helpers. And helpers come to 32, which is the 5. So I'm just giving my part to help us see the words that come out of each and every one of our mouths by being able to attach the number to the whole of what's being said throughout a conversation, a story, or anything that we hear using the words of English, of confusion, of the occult.
Brother Ed,
yes,
Brother
ma'am.
Eddie, I do recognize you by the numbers. Whenever something comes up to our file, or whenever I see a bunch of numbers and I'm counting them up and seeing what it comes to, I think about you. Whenever I hear something with a one, I always hear you. Everything is on the one.
And see, that's that's my thought. That's my spiritual essence that I will leave behind. The people who have heard me will always recognize me when I'm not here anymore, but they hear numbers. They see numbers. They remember words and particular numbers that come to that word that they speak. That reminds them of me. I will never die. I will always be here because I've just changed. Again, die is five, change is five. I've transformed into another energy. Transformation is five. This is the year of the five, of the transformation that we're all going through. Fine, as like I said, that first show, the year of the ox, the five, stay on your five, your thought, your interpretation. Where do you get your thought from? Flashlight is no more for me than the paradigm shift.
Yeah.
Everybody's got a little light under the sun. The light is the information. The sun is God. As you would put it, Antoinette, everybody's got a little Jesus under God instead of the light under the sun. You'll be able to see Jesus and God in everything you say and everything you do, even in the records or music that is etched and sketched in your mind. Mine is Parliaments. For other people, it's Stevie Wonder. It's Marvin Gaye. It's Earth, Wind, and Fire. Whoever. It's a reason that a particular song is burnt in your mind. Years, decades later, you can remember a particular lyric to that particular song and nothing else to the song, but that particular lyric is stuck and etched in your mind. It's for a reason, family, and we never look at it that way. It's for a reason.
True.
And once we start to reflect on it right here, right now, we can relate it to what's happening here and now. And that was a reason that it was etched in your mind, and it's a reason that now, being the seven, being Aquarius, being consciousness, now is the time, family. It's the seven. It's now. This is when the now becomes one. You won when you on the now. Because when you won on the now, it's your own. Own now.
But what you
go ahead, brother.
But brother Eddie, when you say on and now, but when you spell it with, just like you spell N O W, you spell it W O N. You won that moment. Is when you when we understand that if we stay in now, we're a winner. Like Curtis said. And the other part that you were saying, what it was, you said Etch-a-Sketch. Etch-a-Sketch was a thing that the only way you erase, you got to turn it upside down and shake it. And then when you hand it back over, and the only thing you could do with it is make squares. You never can make a circle of life.
No. Oh, yeah. Diagonal and horizontal.
Right. But the thing, what you did, you had to turn the knobs in circular motion, but you only can make squares.
That's it.
But we were, I had brought up Marvin Gaye a couple of times to remind y'all. Brother Eddie, still need to take a break. So this is only for 3 minutes, and I thought this was just beautiful, and I think that you would like it as well as everyone else. But this is by Marvin Gaye, y'all, and I think y'all will be really surprised. Okay, that was Marvin Gaye, Funky Nation, with the Detroit Instrumentals. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, I have my.
Yeah, we heard
music.
You.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah. So that almost made me go back to that. I was so geeked to talk about in a minute or down the road, especially down the road, dealing with the Grand Canyon, because, like I said, that was a two-year journey that wasn't even on my radar. And it was because of a spiritual teacher, not spiritual, let me say, soul teacher, being a soul mentor or soul mate, that basically got me or introduced me to their journey, that I saw that was a part of mine that took 2 years. But, yeah, it happened, and it, like I said, it was a beautiful, beautiful journey. And, yeah, I was so intrigued and so excited and had all of this energy to share, especially with exposing oneself, being exposed to new things, family, please. You know, whatever it might be. And like I said, if it's just a book, you know, and if you are one of those who are dyslexic or illiterate and can't read, get with somebody who can. Take that time out to learn. This is the time to learn. Because, again, as you said, looking at that circle being a five, family, we're going to get back to that quarantine again. That level 2, 3, 4, wherever they want to take it, you know, because this is just peak until they come up with something better that they would say, but more lethal, at least lethal for the mind, because for me, that's the first shot we take and acceptance of this nonsense. And then we act upon what we have accepted by that, I'ma get that shot, Armageddon. This is the true Armageddon that we're in right now, because that's what most people are getting the shot. Stick my arm out. You know.
Yeah.
So, again, what we're trying to give, the five is called armor. Armor is 14. Armor with the information, you know, and take and do with it what you will. But, again, nobody can say that we didn't try to warn you, you know, because, again, it all starts within. If you accept it, it becomes true for you.
Yeah.
Your truth, as Brother Kwame was saying, what's the only vow in truth? You, where you comes to the number 6 by the number. And your comes to 15, which is 6. So it's your truth. So, yes. And I saw that after I had got all upset and wasn't able to teach that particular night with Gaga, you know. So, like I said, my reflection on was my lesson learned that I missed out on what I should have been doing as far as being the teacher of numbers that I am. So that's why I wanted to share in a minute. When things happen, we have to reflect, because the key is that everything that's happening is no more than a mirror to you and how you look at the reflection looking back at you, not at the people, because, again, like I said, we recognize what's wrong. So this is what we deal with, the so-called problem. If we recognize it, that means we should have a solution that we recognize. Something very simple. But the first thing is being able to communication, because that particular night is a perfect example of non-communication, when everybody's trying to give their journey, their way, their experience of their life, their learning, and what they have accepted. And this individual, if you didn't hear it his way, the institute's way, the program way, you and you from the ghetto. That's why we can't get together. Man, where's the five called love? Where's the love?
Yeah.
Since you want to spread all this nonsense, you're not even giving and sharing love with your tone, let alone your words. So, again, I missed my opportunity, and I slapped myself in the face. So this is how I look at the mirror of everything that I do and we do as one, because that's the love, that mirror that I have for all of us, that five. That interpretation, that thought of mine that I give, that's my thought, my funk. Where do you get your thought from? As in flashlight, one of the main parts they say is to sir knows that don't want to get wet, don't want to dance. Most of all, he needs what? Most of all, he needs the funk. He needs the thought. Help him find his thought. Most of all, he needs a thought. Help him find his thought. Most of all, he needs the thought. Help him find the thought. I know I will dance, sucker. Shine the spotlight. The spotlight, the learning. The light is the learning. Shine the spotlight on him. And what does he say? Oh, funk me. Oh, man, think. Oh, funk me. Dance Then knows you know you out on Front Street. Oh, funk me. Dance Then knows. I like it. I like it. Flashlight. Oh, baby. Woo. Everybody's got a little learning under God.
Yeah.
A little information. That's all the light is a little information. It's a little revealing. Under truth, under God, under the spiritual. The number stays the same. The words change. Whether the words fit you. I'm giving you my thought of the words by number. That's my funk, my thought, my light. And everybody's got a different of angle of light shining on the funk, shining on your thought, because the first part of your body that the sunlight hits is your kingdom, your head, your brain, your heaven. Yes, everybody's got that light. Shining on that thought. And that light is coming from the rays of the sun, which is the food for thought that we all get once we embrace the information that is being revealed in the light. Everybody's got it. That's why everybody is five, family. It's the five. Everybody's got it. Everybody got the five. Stay on yours, everybody. All of us. That's why all is five.
Mm-hmm.
All and everybody. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Yeah.
I think the OJ said it good, too. Get on the love train, y'all. Join in.
Yes. But let me make this announcement just in case. If anyone has a question or a comment, all you have to do is press the number one, and we'll be happy to let you in. And, Brother Eddie, if you would like, I can play Flashlight for you if you want.
Yes, why don't you do that? Yes, I would love to hear that so the family could so we can go over that right quick.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, let me do that for you.
Yeah, I'm ready. Most of all,
Brother Eddie.
Everybody's got a little light under the sun, under the sun, under the sun, under the sun.
Yes, 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 yes.
You done dancing now?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You. I had it on mute. Yeah, you know I was up. moving and grooving. Because, again, I now I can get into the music and enjoy the music because I've decoded the words for so long. But, again, hopefully the family heard and still go back and listen and, you know, like I said, apply the numbers and you'll see things that I missed because you're going to see it your way. But again, in the beginning, Yah, I lay me down to sleep. Yah, God. Some say Jesus. But the old prayer for children was, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take.
Yes.
So, Yah lay me down to sleep. Ooh, I just can't find my way. Flashlight. You can't find your way when you sleep. But what wakes you up naturally? The sun.
Yeah.
We call it a clock. Sun is 13. Clock is 13. This is what we use artificially today to wake us up, the clock. But it's the sun that does it, because the sun, the clock represents the sun. It's an artificial representation of the movement of the sun. So it's the sun. So, you know, flashlight. It's the sun that wakes you up. So this is what, again, everything, this is why everybody's got a little light, a little information, a little learning under the sun, shining on the thought. The thought, like I said, is also kingdom being five, thought being five, heaven being five, brain being five. However you determine it in your head, that's what resides, that thought, that brain. That heaven, because they got us looking out in space for heaven, some clouds up in the sky. But that's why now everything is being put in the cloud using technology. Put it in the cloud, the cloud. No, baby. Cloud nine is your is your head, that nine. And listening, again, like I said, I listen. And I hear things that I didn't hear previously, and listening to all of the lights that he used in reference of red light, green light, spotlight.
Stoplight.
Stoplight, neon light, red light.
Mm-hmm.
They all come to nine and five.
Oh, wow.
Stoplight. Stop is nine. And light is nine. Spotlight.
Mm.
Spot is nine and light is nine, because when you look at spot, turn the letters around and it's stop. So spot and stop are the same by number,
same
different
thing.
Words.
Yeah. Right.
Then they say neon. Neon light. Well, neon is nine and light is nine. That's another nine.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get to the two colors that they really talk about, which is the green light and the red light. Well, green is five and red is five. Ain't that something? And when you add five to nine, you back to five. Just like nine and nine. The spotlight, stoplight, and neon light is all nine. And the red and green light is five. Nine and five, or five and nine, you back to 14 again.
Yes, you
which
are.
What we've been talking about, dealing with the code.
Yes.
The five. So this is all that, again, when you even look at that in numbers, this is why everybody's got a little bit of it under the sun, a little light, a little nine under the sun. And sun being 413, God being 413, that's the sun. And we, again, like the distraction, looking at the clock and thinking about the artificial time, time being nine, the learning, the information. And we are dealing with an artificial time of man's limited understanding of time. This is why it's an illusion when we understand it and we only adhere to it, because we're in it, dealing with the system, regardless of where you are that we're in, that deals with this artificial man construct of time. We have to have something to adhere to get along, to exist in whatever system we're in. So this is the in it, but not of it. It's coming out of it consciously, dealing with something that could bring you out. Mind is no more than the number behind the word. to basically show us and basically give us that motivation of what we find to be true for you, your truth, whatever you mm-hmm. find. Because it,
yes.
the learning comes from everywhere, not just from the numbers that I give, but from everywhere. And that's where we have to be open to receive whatever it is that comes to you, the way it comes to you, that is only meant for you to witness. That's the key, that the Jehovah Witness, in my opinion, miss. See, because for me, when I brought to them, what is the number of Jehovah, which again, I know when I say anything about numbers,
that's
most people have no clue.
Yeah, well, Jehovah's Witness don't look at numbers.
It's 7-11 by number.
Yeah.
And 7 plus 11 brings you back to that 9, 18. 1 plus 8, we back to that 9. Jehovah is a 2, the universe, and witness is the 7, which is consciousness. Is what you're witnessing, is that of the universe, or what some entity or character or whatever somebody not put on the universe and called them Jehovah, and this is what you think you're witnessing, and not witnessing nature, because witness is to witness nature, your consciousness of nature. And this is the order that we're thrown off, thinking about everything else first, instead of our conscious that's connected to nature, the divine nature of energy that we draw and pull from. And through conversations, let each and every one of us know that our nature, through conversation, isn't on nature. It's on George Floyd, a distraction.
Yeah.
It's what the coronavirus, COVID-19, another distraction, other distractions. We know about it already. We seen what happened last year. We still talking about what happened last year, and we already know what should come in the probability what might happen. But why
yeah.
spend that energy and time that's not going to change the outcome of what's already predicated to happen? Everything for them is no more than an experiment to see if we react. Dealing with the Hegelian dialect, guess what? Hegelian dialect comes to 59. 5 plus 9 is 14. 1 plus 4, we back to 5. This is what all this is. Problem, reaction, solution. They set the problem. Showing us in front of cameras everywhere, being on a man's neck.
Yeah.
Knowing the reaction of the people, having the solution that we're seeing that's getting ready to come or play out in the 5.
Mm-hmm.
The 5 for this instance is called court. Court is 23,
yeah.
which is the 5. We finna see all of
yeah.
this from last year being played out in court.
Yes.
5 is part of their
yeah.
game. Court is no more than
yep,
a game that they still playing.
Yep, that
huh?
is all a game. I
yeah.
said that's exactly
see, that's,
what I was that it was all a game. It was
that's
you know,
it.
All sinners.
Game is 5. Court is 5. Court is no more than a game. See?
Yeah.
Set up by criminals. Criminals is 5.
Yeah.
It's a criminal system. And like I said, at the end of the day, with this gematria, you see that it all came and started from Kemet. It started from Egypt. For those who aren't into the word Kemet. It started in Africa. So again, this is even on their currency of money, all of these signs and symbols, the pyramid and cornerstone with the all-seeing eye and the eagle turned to the right, having 32 feathers on one side and 33 on the other side. You know, all the symbolism and numbers and direction and seeing where all of this leads. And it all points back to the rise of the sun, the east.
Yes.
That first star, as we would call it, eastern star, some people call it.
Yeah.
It's no problem. Eastern star is 49. 4 plus 9 is 13. 13 is God. 1 plus 3 is 4. It's all entrenched in everything that we do, believe in, and gravitate to. Not seeing a number in any of it that we do. We just do it. But we feel what we do. And at times we are attached to that. So
yeah, you would come up with a new. Don't they see that people are figuring out their game? People know what they're doing now.
Well, it's only so many of us, because think about it. How many of us are on these lines or other talk shows or other informative videos other than looking at Lil Nas X or whatever he's called or it's called or whatever, and, you know, Beyonce, Jay-Z, basketball, this, the what's that, March Madness in basketball, baseball starting off again. So, I mean, distractions everywhere.
Yeah.
And everybody has their particular choice of poisons, if you will. But at the end of the day, for me, if it's taking you all of that time spent on this and not self, that's on anybody who does them, who does what, however you do it. Because like I said, at the end of the day, everybody that I talk about being my people ain't my particular people. So I have no problem with that. I'm flowing with my people that are part of the universal mind that I speak of, even when I don't speak of it in numbers for myself. When I hear their voice carries a particular current, a particular wave, a particular frequency that I recognize that makes me start to break a particular word that is being used that I'm not familiar with that number. It always leads me back to the metaphysics, to the nine of learning, to, as you would say, the Jesus that you believe in.
Yes.
It's all the same to me by number. It's the words that have us arguing, fighting, and debating with one another, using somebody else's dialect, etymology, and definition. As Kwame put earlier, a madman, that his words are the words that were used for the definitions in Harvard and Oxford's dictionary, regardless if it's his Webster's or Harvard or Princeton, Yale, whatever dictionary it comes from, Black Law, it's still somebody else's game that we choose to adhere to or accept as being a definition of a word that we choose because somebody else chooses a different definition. For me, it's the numbers that lead me to what I talk about. That's why I leave my definition of what I know. The numbers lead me to the whole. So I have a vast variety to choose from. That's why we all have choice. And we limit ourselves to certain words, just like exposing ourselves to certain things in life. The journey to the Grand Canyon will never ever leave my memory bank. But that's exposure.
Yes.
When we conversate about the same thing a different way, but primarily the same things over and over and over again, we get stuck. That's why stuck is seven. You're stuck in a box.
Yeah.
Of a conversation given to you by seven called the news, by seven called the media, which prevents you from using that seven consciousness to get you out the box, the seven. That conversation that we spend so much time entertaining about them and they, and not about you, yours, ours. That's why we lack the power, because we're not coming together collectively with the ours. As I said, where do you get your funk from? Parliament. Funkadelic.
Yeah.
Funkadelic song, One Nation Under Groove. Getting down just for the funk of it, for the thought of it, y'all. Let's get our collective thoughts together into that one collective thought. That one important interest that hits all of us. One Nation Under Groove, getting down for the funk of it. That thought, One Nation, we're on the move. Move is 13.
Yeah. Nothing. And then you have Marvin Gaye, a Funky Nation.
Yes. When we get on a collective thought, there's nothing in the world. And this is why they want us starting with a 6 feet of separation and the fear of covert and coronavirus to keep us separated.
Yes.
Divided, we fall. Divided is 32, the five. We fall.
Yes.
Fall is the two. Five, two.
Yeah.
Five and two comes to seven. That's your consciousness. That's how they want you to fall. Being divided.
From being divided. Okay, yes.
Yes, divided, we united, we stand. This is what we're doing. You're uniting when we talk about that One Nation Under Groove, getting down for one, the funk of it. One nation.
Yeah.
See?
Yes.
They referred to the nation and called us Indian. Indian or nations is the same thing as Indians, but they referred to us as Indians, and this is what we got stuck on. No, we're nations.
Yes, that we are.
See?
Really?
And it's a particular nation that comes together dealing with a spiritual essence from all the other nations. It's referred to as the 13th tribe, the lost found generation. But that's why we're coming up on that 13th, because 13 comes back to that 4. Pulling up the fourth leg, the last leg of the pure thought. We got to pull our children up. They're the last leg. That's who they're after, the four. It's called the children.
Yeah.
That's who they're after. They don't call themselves children. We don't call our babies children no more, but they refer to them themselves, and we refer to them as time as new school, what new school is for.
Yeah.
That's who they after, the new school, putting them in these schools that they opening back up that we're talking about now, that 16 all the way down to 8 years old can get these vaccines without their parents' permission. We've been talking about this since last year. We talked I talked about when I first started getting on the radio 6 years, going on 6 years ago now.
Yeah.
The Obamacare plan was part of what we're talking about now. This was talked about in 2015. Obamacare has two laws that I always talked about, one being the RFID, the radio frequency identification chip, which we've been talking about now, is being put and has been put in the vaccine with the nano.
Yeah.
So that's part of what he came up with the Obamacare, and the second one was legal execution by guillotine, which I think a lot of people don't really hear what I'm saying.
Yeah,
cutting your damn head
off
to use your body.
Mm-hmm.
See? Because that's
what
a brain is.
Yeah, but you know, brother, just trying to tell you that these are some wicked, evil people.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I mean,
it
makes you wonder, are they really people? Because how could people be so evil and just, goodness, I mean, I call them demons. They're just demons walking around. Are they under demon influence? Because how could someone be so evil?
Well, that's what we should figure out when they call themselves Democrats or Democrats. See?
Yeah, but
because
not just Democrats, Republicans is all of them.
We can't take, I'm just saying, they're leading the pack. And this is why, again, you see how quick we'll jump on it before I could even mention it, that the Republicans, I didn't put them out of the scenario, I just didn't mention them yet. But we'll jump on the Republicans like they're different from the Democrats. No, they're not. It's the same, under the same umbrella, just two different names. That's a game, again, that we play when we start.
Yep.
If I mention one, if we look at the other as being just as bad or not as bad, we throw that in the scenario. No, it's the same thing. That's like I said, once we start seeing numbers to these words, we'll stop being complacent with emotions and jumping on one and not seeing them both to be the same damn thing.
Yes, because that's exactly what they are. They're the same thing.
So that's it, see? So, again, change the names, but the numbers remain the same.
Yes, they do.
I found what I'm giving, and it's up to each and every one of us to find what it is that you should give. If this, with numbers and words, rocks your boat, if it basically vibes with you, then use it. It's a reason that it's vibing with you. You know, but if you see something you can use, but it's another way that you have learned to use what you've been given and what you get and what you give, then do that. Because it should, whatever it is you do, should be easy. That's why easy is what? Five.
Yeah, okay, so stand on code.
That's it. It becomes easy when you know what it is that you're supposed to flow with. That's why flow is five.
Yeah.
Flow. Get on that five. Get on your interpretation, your thought, on your wind. It's in the wind. Pick up on that current. That's why we call it current event. Current is five, event is five. Come on, people. It's right there in front of you. I don't say it just because I'm saying it to say it. The number is there. We just never take the time out to look at anything we say by number, to connect it to the whole. That's the confusion of English that we have accepted by definition of these words that we give power to. We can take back all that power. Because we control the horizontal. We control the vertical, as Kwame was saying with Etch-a-Sketch.
Yeah.
We can delude your mind, or we can bring it to crystal clarity. All we have to do is take oneself to the inner reaches of the minds, to the outer limits. Get out.
Yeah.
Get out. Get out.
Yeah.
So, but with that, Sister Antoinette, we can get ready to end the show because I see it's almost 11 o'clock and the other callers are probably on another show right now with Brother X. So, but that, you know, that's all good because the person that I really wanted to hear was Brother Kwame, and I was wishing Mother AZ was on because that was part of
she just had to put her hand up.
Okay, she might have problems with her home, but that part of going to the Grand Canyon was being so close to her, you know, that I even felt her vibrations, because she was all on our hearts and on our minds while we were there, you know, giving her energy that she needs to deal with her condition she's dealing with her hip replacement. Are you trying to say she's coming in now?
No, just that she's here. She hasn't put her hand up.
Okay.
Sister Parrish, if you have anything you want to add and you hear Brother Eddie is calling on you, just press 1 and I'll open your line. If you have, maybe she's having problems because she hasn't done that yet.
Yeah. Right.
Okay,
so.
And I can't bring her in now anyway because the show just ended.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But she didn't put her hand up.
She didn't put her hand up, so that's no problem.
No.
But she hear the love and the energy that we're putting out for her and her speedy procedure and recovery, you know, once she has her procedure so that she can get her health back, because she's in my heart and mind as far as me even thinking about changing locations, because I'm definitely considering that now, either to the east or the west coast, being Georgia or Florida.
Chicago?
Because, well, I'm thinking about it. It's nothing definite yet, but like I said, I'm open for the universe to guide me wherever it is I'm supposed to go, because like I said, for now I'm looking at the east or west coast, but it might be somewhere else, you know.
Yeah.
And it's only the east coast is because I have family in Georgia and Florida, family where I was born, and the west coast is where I've been for the last couple of years, going there, and the energy from Vegas, Arizona, California, which I haven't been to Cali in a minute, but that would be the last place so close to all that water, which I'm already sensing and seeing things, numerology that's going to happen on the coast of California, you know, when a lot of stuff hits dealing with nature itself. Go ahead.
For the next show, how about if you talk about that, if you have it all figured out by then?
About
the waters and everything, the dangers that, I mean, because it's not the coastlines, because it's not just the West Coast. They're talking about it here on the East Coast as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's it. Yeah, and before we even get into it, I will bring that into the mix next week, and I will tie in the number of water with the show. It might not be water, but the number will be there for water that represents water, which is four, which is God, which is spiritual, which is the answer.
Come to think of it, Brother, I've been asking you to do this since our first show.
Yeah, but you've asked me several things to do.
But I remember the one main thing was the water.
Yes, so we'll do that, you know, because Brother Kwame touched on, again, these different pyramids going all the way up and being hidden into Galveston, Texas, and Texas dealing with what they just went through with the water being four, Texas being four, and the electricity that they were dealing with, their electricity is for. So, we're going to tie all that together in the next show.
That would be good. So then we will be touching on like the Bermuda Triangle and also.
That could be touched on, because we have one right here called the Michigan Triangle. It's basically an offshoot of the Bermuda Triangle. So that's all in the water also. So that's dealing with that triangle, that trinity, that three. So
Good. I'm looking forward to that.
Okay, then. So with that, family, until next week.
Until Friday.
We will be
until
back.
Friday.
And, don't forget Judge Joe Brown Friday. And you said that's from 4 to 6, correct?
Yes. Eastern time, yes.
Right. So
in the afternoon.
Set your watches at your time zone correctly so that you're able to catch something because not that I'm into George Floyd, but the key is, like I said, I get information through the family.
Yes.
You know, so what he gives, what he knows, what he says, the information he has is something in what he'll be giving when I tune in that I'll get, that I'll be able to use. That's it. That's the key to everything. Everything that he's saying or everything anybody's saying, you don't agree with everything, you don't concur with it, but it's certain things that you hear that touch you, that's supposed to touch you because it's already in you. It's nothing that they didn't do but just ignited a flame that was already in you that had been dormant or asleep, and this is why the awakening is here.
Yeah.
We are waking up.
So.
So with that, family, again, we love you, appreciate your time and space, and most of all, this part and portion of your life that you share with us just by listening. If not adding to, but listening added to the whole piece of the puzzle. So with that, sister, Ms. Kim,
Ms.
you
Kim,
can close
us. I'm sorry, brother.
Go ahead.
Ms. Kim was here. She did ask me before the show to give everyone her regards, that she was just going to be listening, and she's working on writing her book. And then also, you know, she's going to be on the panel on Friday, so she has
to get
things prepared for that as well. Yeah, but she did want everyone to know that she was here, and, you know, she was listening.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Kim. We appreciate you and all of the other listeners and family who, again, has taken out their time to just be open and receptive to get some information, because we know you ain't going to get all of it, but some of it that's been said is for you, each and every one of you specifically. So, again, take what's for you, use it. Everything else, let it go. It's not for you.
That's
with
right.
That,
so Brother Eddie.
Yes, sir, Brother Kwame. I thought you was gone, man.
I looked up and found a murder of crows.
Okay.
And I was like, okay. But anyway, man, I appreciate it. Thank us.
Oh, thank you too, my brother.
Thank you, Brother Kwame.
You're welcome.
Thank you for being with us and for your input, your wisdom.
Oh, that's for sure.
Thank us for sharing wisdom.
Oh, yeah. And I'm glad you went and looked up a murder of crows, man, because, that tripped me out, too. And I said, these people are
I looked it up. I looked it up, Brother Eddie. I got it, too.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, a murder of crows is a collective noun for a group of crows.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let me see. What do you call a group of ravens?
Mm-hmm. They just like crows, so they would be a murder too. Murder ravens, just
they
like
have
crows. So.
They have an unkindness.
Yeah. They have a spiritual inkling,
that's
too.
That's one of the names given to the jet black birds with the dubious reputation. Fights between ravens are pretty common and generally occur between members of the same sex. Wow. Okay,
yes,
well, I guess that's understandable.
Too. Yeah, that's dominancy. You know, the males are fighting for a superiority to be the head bird, you know, just like lions. When the male lion gets so big, he's going to challenge the head, you know. And, again, that's what all animals do in the animal kingdom. As long as it's the leader. Yeah, thank you. You know, so.
Yeah, they have
again,
the reason why. The reason
I
why a group of crows crows is called murderers. Officially a group of crows is a flock, and the word murderer is a poetic term used in literature that originated in England in the 15th century.
There you go, England. England, the confusion of English. You know, and they're going to tell you it's poetic, you know, to call these black boys a murder. Instead of a flock, but it's poetic, and we're supposed to buy into this bull. This is
again. So this is the garbage that they come up with constantly. But it's just, we here to see all this now, you know. So, yeah, we
yes,
know
we
this, this murder of so-called crows is no more than a code that they trying to do what?
Yes.
Murder us. We keep saying
yep.
they're trying to murder, they're trying to vaccine us, Armageddon us, you know. So, yeah, we know got
yeah.
our armor up. We ain't putting our arm up. See? So we putting our armor on, people. So, again, Brother Kwame, thank you and the rest of the family who tuned in. And until next week, like I said, Sister Antoinette, you can close us out with a song or close us
I
out
can't.
With the information. That, oh, okay, right.
I
so you can close us out with everything that's coming up dealing with the show Friday, Dry Bone Sunday, Brother Ray Sunday at 3, and us back again next 3
p.m.
Wednesday.
3 p.m., not a.m., 3 p.m.
3 p.m., okay. So there you go.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, well, y'all. Okay, you got it.
All
okay,
right,
well,
family.
All right. Okay, well,
okay,
y'all
then.
Have a good night. Okay, have a good one, y'all.
You too. Peace
okay.
and love, family.
Peace and love. Okay, where do I? Okay, I don't see it. Oh, my, I don't even see the thing to close the show out with. Okay, y'all. Okay, y'all have a good one.
You too.
Okay. Not a shame. Thank you.